This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section and the lead section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 3rd, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Tom Thompson. Hemp farming looking for credit, carbon credit that is. Well, it is now May, and in most of the United States, it is high time to get the field crops planted. Among them is hemp, industrial hemp, which despite being an ancient crop and a generally legal one since 2019, still has an uncertain future. In America today, you can plant it, harvest it, you can distill it down to its individual compounds, except Delta 9 THC, depending on where you are. You can take the CBD-rich biomass and extract and distill it until you have the purest of pure CBD isolates. You can make fiber and concrete out of hemp. You can eat the hemp seeds. You can keep the seeds and plant them next year. In most states, you can take the flower and dry it and smoke it with or without spraying it first with Delta 8 THC. You can grind the seeds and feed the seed meal to your pets or other animals and refine the oil for human consumption. In a few places, though, you cannot plant your hemp because its pollen might interfere with nearby field-grown marijuana varieties. Nonetheless, while it's clear that America is open for hemp, it is not clear that you can make a living growing the stuff. To read the rest of this commentary, go to JohnLothianNews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Historian Niall Ferguson has a new book coming out May 4th titled Doom, The Politics of Catastrophe. It tells the story of when a mid-century pandemic of Asian flu hit the U.S. and how it was dealt with. An early progenitor of the flu's spread was an outbreak at the Boy Scout National Jamboree held in 1957 at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. When the scouts returned home, they brought the flu with them and spread it throughout the country. The spreading of the flu did not qualify as doing a good turn daily. The Wall Street Journal has an excerpt from Ferguson's book telling the story. Bloomberg reports that the EU looks to open its borders after a year of pandemic isolation. The NFA will hold a virtual member regulatory workshop for commodity pool operator and commodity trading advisor and futures commission merchants, forex dealer members, introducing brokers and swap dealer members on May 11th to 13th. Melissa Acker, formerly of Trading Technologies, was honored with the 2021 Built-In's Moxie Award, along with a bunch of other talented women. Her husband, Steve Acker, is a former brokerage client of mine. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the weekend. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Have your donations matched by Trading Technologies. Robbie Lothian turned 20 over the weekend. That's my son. Which means the Lothian household has no teenagers for the first time in 13 years. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Brood X, trillions of cicadas are about to emerge after 17 years. This is from CBS News. Films about invading insects have been scaring moviegoers for decades, but now a real-life insect invasion of what are called periodical cicadas will put Hollywood to shame by its sheer size and scope. Over the next few weeks along the East Coast and Midwest, the cicadas will emerge from the ground, shed their skins, and partake in a month-long mating ritual, making quite a scene, climbing trees and singing mating songs as loud as 100 decibels, the same intensity as a jackhammer. My comment, get ready for some loud insect noise this summer. Here is a commentary from John McPartland, Director of Research, Hidden Road Partners LP. challenging skin in the game. In the old days of the 1970s, few understood what the term skin in the game signified. The International Monetary Market, IMM, part of the CME, introduced the good to the last drop rule, which involved borrowing financial mass from its clearing members in a time of loss. The IMM rule book duly listed the sequential tranches of financial assets that would be brought to bear should the clearinghouse suffer financial loss or over the indeterminate term, excess retained earnings of the clearinghouse would be brought into play. Subsequent to initial margin, exchange memberships, and the guarantee fund deposits of the defaulter. The general perception then was that the 1970 versions of skin in the game was not unlike an insurance deductible. In other words, before any remaining loss went to the clearing membership for satisfaction, a material amount of cash of the CCP would go first. Skin in the game seemed largely based on the CCP's ability to pay. My comment, John McPartland may have left the Chicago Fed, but he is still a sharing thinker. Here is a story from Markets Media. ICE sells Coinbase stake for $1.2 billion. Intercontinental Exchange said it sold its stake in the U.S. cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase for more than $1.2 billion as the operator of global exchanges, clearinghouses, and provider of mortgage technology data and listing services reported record revenues and net income for the first quarter of this year. My comment, Jeff Sprecher's ICE had an early play in crypto that paid off big. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Why so many millennials fall prey to imposter syndrome when young adults doubt their financial success and knowledge it can complicate decision making. Quote, I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to managing my money, unquote. Quote, I don't deserve to be earning, saving, spending as much as I am, unquote. Quote, I just know I'm going to screw this all up eventually, unquote. These are some of the thoughts that run through my head whenever I open my banking app or check my credit score. Me, a personal finance reporter at the Wall Street Journal. The confidence in my job and my confidence in my own finances are two different things. I'm not alone in feeling insecure about managing my own money. My comment, who are you? Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. TikTok is the place to go for financial advice if you're a young adult. The short videos are ideal for many people, but is the advice any good? TikTok is the place to go for new dances, viral taco recipes, and now financial advice. The big benefit of TikTok is that it allows users to dole out and obtain information in short, digestible video bites, also called TikToks. And that can make unfamiliar, complex topics, such as those related to personal finance and investing, more palatable to a younger audience. My comment, I can think of some better spots to get advice, but none is cool. Here are the top three most read stories from Friday's JLN. The most quick story on Friday was actually a tweet by Hide Not Slide of an image, the Chicago Board of Trade building, built in 1930 to house the CBOT's trading pit, was the tallest building until 1955 and sits at the end of LaSalle Street. The second most click story was from Business Insider. The disaster girl just made close to $500,000 by selling the NFT of her meme. And the third was from Bloomberg. Affluent Americans rush to retire in new life is short mindset. Here are the top four stories from the lead section of today's JLN. Americans can't get enough of the stock market. Households increased stock holdings to 41% of their total financial assets in April. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Americans are all in the stock market. Individual investors are holding more stocks than ever before as major index climb to fresh highs. They are also upping the ante by borrowing to magnify their bets or increasingly buying on small dips in the market. Stock holdings among U.S. households increased to 41% of their total financial assets in April, the highest level on record. That is according to JPMorgan Chase & Company and Federal Reserve data going back to 1952 that includes 401k retirement accounts. J.P. Morgan's Nicholas Pantagertsoglu, who analyzed the data, attributed elevated allocations to appreciating share prices alongside stock purchases. Here's a story from Bloomberg. New York City is roaring back to life 1 year after its nadir. When the pandemic emptied New York City's streets last year, some declared it dead. But after a terrible, painful year, it's now defying those declarations. Rush hour traffic is back. Noise complaints are picking up, and it's once again difficult to score a reservation at your favorite brunch spot. When the pandemic emptied New York City street last year, some declared it dead. But after a terrible, painful year, the city is now defying those declarations and getting its mojo back. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. China orders tech giants to unbundle financial services. Companies have turned their mobile payment apps into financial supermarkets, offering loans and insurance policies. No more, says Beijing. In recent years, China's technology giants have turned consumers' embrace of mobile payment apps into lucrative ecosystems offering a range of financial services, from personal loans to insurance policies. Now Beijing wants to put a stop to that. Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. Robinhood's biggest business more than tripled among trading frenzy. The trading app generated $331 million in payments for order flow during the first 3 weeks of 2021. The stock trading mania of early 2021 lifted revenue at Robinhood Markets Inc. to new highs. When its customers buy and sell stocks and options, Robinhood routes those orders to high-speed traders, which pay the startup brokerage for the right to execute many of those trades. That business, known as Payment for Order Flow, generated about $331 million in revenue for Robinhood in the first quarter, according to a securities filing late last week. That is more than triple the $91 million Robinhood brought in from Payment for Order Flow in the first quarter of 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.